Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go. Cause when I look to the sky, something tells me you're here with me. And you make everything all.
Good evening, good afternoon, depending on where you're listening to us. My name is Angelina Diana, and I'll be your host this evening for Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. You can find all the information about the not-for-profit, the Forever Family Foundation, at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. You're joining us on the third week of the month, where we always highlight a medium from the Forever Family Foundation that has passed the certification and is an evidential medium and really works with spirit to help and give you information that your loved ones are still with you, but also be evidential in it at the same time. That's what we really seek when we are looking for mediums, that they're evidential. And our medium for this month is going to be Bobby Allison again. I'm really glad that she's able to join us. We had a wonderful show last time, and we'll be doing some of the same this hour. We'll be taking your calls, and we'll also be taking some of your questions and questions that we have here, because we really do want to spark a conversation about the things that we've learned working as mediums. We have the honor of doing that, but we also learn a lot from spirit, and we also believe that you can learn from them too. So we're hopeful that we can have a nice open dialogue and discussion. This topic that Bobby has actually come up with are spirit guides, and it's a very interesting thing if you think about spirit guides and how they can assist you, or how they can maybe even work in combination maybe with your loved ones on the other side. We'll be discussing that. But before we actually get to the meat of the program, I do want to discuss a few things with you about the foundation that's going on that you might not be aware of, and it's really cool things going on. There are two nice events coming up. One of them is going to actually be in Connecticut. It's called Grief Transformation Retreat, Transforming Grief, Connections, and Healing Between Two Worlds. It starts on a Friday, July 26th, and ends on Sunday, the 28th. And there are some wonderful mediums and facilitators that will be there. It'll be at the Chester House. It'll be the Guest House Retreat and Conference Center in Chester, Connecticut. There's wonderful information online. I unfortunately don't have the time to go through, because it's chock full of great information of the facilitators, the mediums. I believe there's even someone who sings beautiful spiritual-based songs. I believe his name is Paul Alexander, if I'm remembering correctly. I think he's from Canada, and he's got a psychotherapy background, really just a really rich background of many things. And his work with hospice, terminally ill children, as I recall, just really a very moving thing. And I know that there are mediums as well there, so why don't you check it out? And we hope to see you there in July. Another event that's coming up is our annual conference. And as you probably do know, the Forever Family Foundation are the originators of an annual conference. And this year's one will be done in San Diego, and it's In Search of an Afterlife. The event will be on November 9th through the 10th. And there's wonderful mediums there too as well, and wonderful facilitators. I feel very honored to be a part of that, a small part of it, but I am very excited to be a part of that. And they're really doing something a little different. After the event is over on Sunday, they're adding a little mini event on Monday. It's called Medium Monday. And it's really a very interesting thing. I feel honored to do this with Janet Mayer, who's a very evidential medium, many years as a scientific research medium. You might remember her to be also the medium that has a language from spirit. We are in the process right now of developing this class on Monday, and it's really a wonderful undertaking that will also include information about what an evidential medium is, the difference between a professional medium and you yourself as a personal spirit communicator. They are two different things. And we're going to be doing really cool tools to help you develop your own personal spirit communication. We are also inviting professional mediums to be there, people who are aspiring mediums, and people who also feel they're non-mediums, just to see the experience of understanding how to develop and the pros and cons of all of that. So it's an extended conference this year. If you do go online at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, you'll see all the information. Just go to the front page and you'll see some starbursts with some links directly to these two events that I'm speaking about. Another thing they're doing now, and I really want to get this in and talk about it, because as you know, the Forever Family Foundation is a not-for-profit, and we're all volunteer. We're a 501c, and it means that we really do rely on your help and your support financially. There are certain ways, if you go to the website, that you can contribute without even giving us a dime. If you do some shopping, we have some things with certain partners that if you do your regular shopping online but you utilize the link through the Forever Family Foundation, we do get a little kickback from that, which helps us greatly. But one thing we are doing this year is our annual holiday pass raffle, and I want to speak a little frankly, if I can, that the raffles have we're in dire need of support of these raffles. I'll just put it that way. We used to have a certain system that we used that made it easy for people to make payment. Unfortunately, that's not available to us anymore. So we really want to get the word out about how you can be involved in this. And the way that the Holiday Pass raffle works is we do have five wonderful mediums that are volunteering and giving a free reading: Dave Campbell, Eliza Ray, Nancy Marlowe, Tracy Lee Nash, and Catherine Nadal. The five of them have graciously and generously donated a reading from them. And what you do is you go online. I believe it's $5 a chance. You can buy as many chances as you'd like. And after or during the holidays in December, I believe it's held on the 23rd, the 23rd. Basically what happens is if your name is called, you get a free reading. And the more you play, the more you have a chance to win. I sound like a lottery commercial, but I don't mean to make it sound like a lottery. But please, if you can support this, this would be absolutely wonderful. We really do rely on it. If you think of the two programs that I just spoke about, if you go online and see how rich and rounded and informational and supportive the retreat is and the annual conference is, we bring this to you because of your support to us financially. So we could really use your help. So if you go online, foreverfamilyfoundation.org, you could find all the information. And as always, membership is completely free. And the neat thing about free membership is that you get a lot of perks. You get a quarterly newsletter that gets mailed to your house. It's not emailed. It's mailed. It's almost like the hard newsletter in the mail is a thing of the past. But the foundation feels it's important to reach everyone because not everyone may be internet savvy. So you get a free newsletter quarterly. Also, when we have an event or we have a special thing going on with the foundation, you're the first to know because we do have an email newsletter alert. It's not the same as the hard copy newsletter, but what this does is this keeps you abreast of any new events, any new information that's going on that the Forever Family Foundation has learned about. So if you could kindly check that out too, there's a lot of benefits to being a member, and we'd really love to have you aboard. Now, what I'd like to do now is just take 2 minutes of your time, and I think it would be really nice before we go into the commercial break to do a very short meditation. And the intention of this, I think, is to set the tone for the next 50 minutes when we get back online with Bobby Allison. And my goal with this is that you can use this for yourself when you want to have a personal spiritual connection to your loved one. And it's one that I use personally, not necessarily in my mediumship work when I work with media as a medium. I use this personally to help me connect to my loved ones. And I'm hopeful that this will help set the tone so that if you should be the lucky one to get through, or if you have a question, that you use the intention of asking spirit to ask the question or to create the connection that you're meant to have. It's not always necessarily the one that you want to have. Spirit, the other side, they're all individuals. They have an intention when they come through, just like we have an intention in life. Everybody in this physical world has a reason for what they do. The other side's no different. So I'm hopeful that this quick but connective meditation will help you. And then after we come out of the meditation, we'll go into our commercial break. So what I'd like you to do if you're listening right now is just take a few moments to close your eyes and listen to the sound of my voice. And wherever you might be, I want you to take a moment to feel the weight of your body sink into the chair or the sofa that you're sitting in. Just feel the lightness of your body and feel relaxed. Take a few moments in your mind's eye as you take a few natural but cleansing breaths to picture your loved one in your mind's eye. And as you do this, know that this is a space within your physical body that your loved one can communicate with you. They have the ability on a telepathic level to send you images, their face, situations that you might be in. And now all I'm asking you to do is open up yourself to visualizing them in your mind's eye. Good. So as you do that, take a few deep cleansing breaths with the intention of this question. Ask them if they are to come through today, during this session, or even in your everyday life as a personal spiritual communicator, take a moment to say, if you're going to come through to me in a way that I understand. Let me see something, feel something, or hear something from within that has meaning, that has direction, but that I know undoubtedly that it's from you. So just take a few moments to picture them. And during the commercial break, I want you to take a few deep cleansing breaths and take a moment to connect to them. Good. What we're going to do now is just take a short break. And when we come back with mediums and messages, we'll have Bobby Allison here and we'll start connecting. We'll be right back. I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, EAA-EVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host for the hour, Angelina Diana. And just to let you know, we are changing the format just a little bit tonight. We will be taking your calls to connect with Spirit, but we're very interested in some of the questions that you might have to help facilitate a better understanding of what the other side is like or how to communicate with your loved ones. So all those questions you might have, from spirit guides to dreams, all the little feelings you might get, the questions you have when you say, is that my loved one or is that just wishful thinking? We have a very experienced and evidential medium that's going to be joining us right now. And this is a perfect opportunity for you to ask her questions as well as connect to spirit. If you do have some questions, please email at info@angelinadiana.com and we'll do our best to get that question through to the air tonight. Right now, I want to welcome Bobby Allison to the program again. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's so nice to have you on again.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Before we get started, why don't we tell people, remind them, because I know you've been on the show quite a bit, a little bit about you. You are located on Long Island, correct?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Nassau County.
Wonderful. And do you want to tell them a little bit how they can get a hold of you or a little bit about your background?
Sure. I've been doing this since 1999, the readings. I read all over, actually, all over the United States and abroad as well. I am very big on Facebook. I also have my website. I do phone readings, email readings, and do a lot of fundraisers and events. And so they can really catch me anywhere. And all the information is usually on Facebook and my website, which is bobbyallison.com.
Great. Wonderful. Now, before we actually go to the first call, I want to kick it off with a question because I really want to try to stimulate conversation and questions. And I know one of the big areas I know I get a lot of questions about, and I know you wanted to talk a little bit about this, are spirit guides. And
yeah.
Some questions people have are one interesting one to me is, do you think that we can actually connect to our spirit guides? Is that something that you believe?
Absolutely, positively, we can connect to our spirit guides. We all have them. And a lot of people actually get surprised that they have spirit guides or they have angels that are around them. And they constantly ask me, how do I get in contact with them if I have them? And I said, well, it's through meditation, and it's through inviting them into your life. Because most times, I believe, from the things that I've been told and the things that I've read, is that they are there, but they will not interfere in your life unless you actually invite them in or you ask them in. So I feel that it's very important through meditation to have a conversation with them. That's not the only way, of course, but I feel like that's one of the ways, the quickest ways, and it's also at the same time raising your vibration, and it's also able to connect you to your loved ones as well.
And that's my next question. Gee, you must be psychic. I was wondering, you know, how we could take this concept of spirit guides and ask the next question. For example, I would be wondering, as I'm connecting, how do I know I'm connecting to a spirit guide versus my loved one?
Well, your spirit guide, you can actually ask them to show themselves mm-hmm. to you in a form that will feel comfortable for you and for them, because a lot of times, you know, they have to take on certain forms to show you themselves. So the difference is, I guess it would be the feeling of, or the knowing, depending upon what type of person you are. If you're feeling, knowing, seeing, there's all different ways that we can get the information. But the difference would be, to me, would be to develop a relationship with the spirit guides, and they would give you a specific name for them or a specific feeling, or to see them in such a way. Like when I first asked mine to show them to me, or to show himself to me or herself, he showed me him in a long white beard with, you know, a golden robe. So now every time when I meditate and I see that, I know that that's my guide, and he did give himself a name. But when I meditate and I maybe have a family member that comes through, I will see their, either their name, their situation, or just feel them. So it's a difference.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe that we can set the intention of who we wish to contact?
Well, like I've said before on this show, it's not 1-800-DIAL-THE-DEAD.
Right.
So sometimes we can't always, you know, go into the meditation or just tell our guides this is who we want to speak to. Mm-hmm. They're not always there to just talk to whenever we want. Sometimes if we think of them, they put themselves in our path, and, you know, we'll know at that point who they are and what's coming through.
Hmm. And how can we utilize spirit guides, or if we can, to help us connect to our loved ones? Is that possible?
Oh, I believe so. Absolutely. You can have a whole conversation with your spirit guides and your angels and or both, and ask them if they are okay. And sometimes you might not get the actual loved one that you want to get that comes to you, but your spirit guides can certainly give you the information. I've had that happen at all, you know, a lot. Especially in the beginning when I was doing meditation and raising my vibration, I was asking about my loved ones, and not all the time did I see their presence or feel it, but my spirit guide certainly brought me the information and said, this is where they are, this is what they're doing, and this is how they are. So I think it's kind of different for everybody, and everybody has their own individual experience.
And the next question that comes to mind for me is, what's the difference between a spirit guide and my loved one? For example, is my loved one a spirit guide?
I think that yes and no. I think that they can guide you on certain issues and situations, and there can be some that would maybe take the task or make you their project, and I hear this certainly sometimes in my readings, but spirit guides have certainly lived on this earth before, so they know time a little different than, let's say, the angels. But the spirit guides, normally for me, when I experience them with when giving readings, is they've always lived like another lifetime with us or two lifetimes ago, and they can change depending on how you go up in levels and you graduate. Maybe you put into, you know, your Akashic record before you came in that you need to experience this, and this, and then you graduate and your guides change out. So I do believe that they can change, and there's some that stay with you from the beginning to the end. So it's all, you know, it's all different depending on what you wrote into your particular blueprint or Akashic record, as we call it.
That's interesting. I've always had the feeling that spirit guides have lived so many lifetimes that they don't have to come back to Earth. That's what I've always felt.
Right.
It's like they're
well,
so
yeah,
wise.
True.
They're so, no, it's just, I mean, everyone has different philosophies because we feel different things, and there's no right or wrong answer. But I just feel that sometimes spirit guides just seem so wise that it's almost like that's what we're aiming to be eventually. Like
they're very enlightened souls. So yes, they've been here many times, but you got to remember where they are as well.
Right.
They are in the light already, so they are very wise. They're going to be wise. They're going to give us the highest of the high from where they are.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's wonderful. Those are great questions and great answers. What we're going to do now is take our first caller, and I believe we have, let me just get my little thing up here. Okay, Carrie is on the line, I still believe. Good evening, Carrie. How are you? Are you there, Carrie?
Carrie. Yeah.
Carrie. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. We appreciate you being here. My name's Angelina, and we have as our guest medium Bobby Allison. Do you have a question for her, or would you like a connection?
Hello. I would like a connection, please. This is my first time.
Okay. What is your first name?
It's Terry, T-E-R-I.
Oh, Terry. Hi. How are you tonight?
I'm okay.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so I'm just going to tune into your energy, and I'm going to see what comes up or what they want to tell you. From the other side, I do see a female energy, and they're calling out to the letter M. Either they're with the M, they are the M. It's either a first name or last name. It comes to me, it's on your mother's side of the family. And also they show me somebody that's a younger child that passed, but this was like a generation or so back. So who's like Mary or Margaret? And there's also lung issues, breathing, COPD, asthma, or something with the breathing or the heart or the congestive heart failure where the lungs filled up with fluid. That's connected on your mother's side. It's either a mother or a grandmother.
My mom.
Okay. Can you validate the M for me? Do you know who that might be? Living and or deceased?
Mama or Mary.
Okay, and who is Mary to you, please? Just the relationship?
Mary was my baby sister.
Was, as in the...
My mama.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Are we having
mama.
A hard time hearing Terry?
Yes, I feel like she's going in and out, so I'm not sure if there's a...
Well,
I can tell you that she can validate the M as her baby sister. And I believe the breathing issue with her mom. So I think you're connecting to two spirits.
Yes.
Terry, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Okay, so mom is in spirit, is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay, are you okay? Maybe you're just having a moment, I'm sorry. And also, I wanna just tell you that things are going to get better for you, because I keep seeing the female that stands behind you, and she has her thumbs up. She's saying that you went through a very rough couple of years, but things are starting to iron out now. So you're supposed to have a little more faith, just a little more faith. Don't have fear and faith in the same sentence. You have to know that your prayers are heard, and that things are going to get better for you. And you have to release all of the negative that you have attached to the passing. Never forget, you always keep the great memories. But any of that negative stuff, you have to release that, because that's what she's saying. She doesn't want you to harbor any of those feelings anymore. Celebrate life. There's also a T name as well. Who's the T? Like Tommy, Tony. I know you're T, but this is someone that's crossed.
A T?
Yes, I feel like the T is on the other side, and it's with the female. And did you say
that's
the...
It's got to be my dad.
Excuse me?
I don't know, honey.
What did you say?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe it was my dad.
Who is the heavy smoker?
It's what?
Who is the heavy smoker?
Who's
the one that was constantly with the pipe or the cigarettes? Yes.
My dad.
Okay. So I think that what's going on here is that as validating information is coming through, you're getting emotional, and I believe that it's starting your healing. So what you need to do is follow through with this, get a little journal, write down your feelings in the book, and just know that everything that you say, they can hear. They know what's in your heart. They know what's in your head. So you have to continue that down that path. Can you do that for them?
Yeah.
Okay, Terry. Thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it. And we hope that the time you spent with your loved ones here on the show helped you. But please know that that connection continues on. Thank you for calling the program. So I do have a question now for you, Bobby, from Anna Fernandez. She's emailing us. And she has a question, and I think you kind of hit on this last time before we took our first caller, but maybe we can get more in depth for her. Her question is, why is it that we can't or we don't connect with our loved ones all the time or when we want to? Bobby, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, my spirit is messing with the phone.
Oh, I think so. Do you want me to go ahead and start answering that? Because I think we're losing Bobby.
I couldn't hear because they patched in to ask me if I could hear, but I was having a hard time hearing Terry.
Okay.
It sounded like she was breaking up. But if you can ask me the question again,
I'd be happy to answer. Why is it that we can't or we don't connect with our loved ones all the time or when we want to? And this comes from Anna Fernandez.
Okay, well, I feel like the reason that happens is because they do work on the other side. They do have moments when, you know, they're not available, just like when we're here. So I think that every time that we look to speak with them, they may be doing other things, and they don't always have to be front and center. Do I believe that they come quite often and check in, and they pray for us from the other side as well? I do believe all of that. So I don't want people to get all, you know, worked up like, oh my goodness, they're not always with me 24/7. They do check in quite often, but from what I've read through, you know, my clients and all, and they tell me is that we do work on the other side. There's mm-hmm. things that they want to do, and it, actually they choose whatever they do want to do, whether it be gardens or, you know, art or paint, whatever it may be. So
right.
they have busy times as well.
Right, and don't you often find, too, that some of the work they're doing, it's actually almost a reflection of some of the lessons that they needed to learn when they were here? So they're kind of
absolutely.
Working out some of their lessons?
Absolutely, absolutely. I do feel that.
So something to think about, Anna, you know, the next time, you know, you're thinking, why can't I seem to reach my loved one? Your loved one might be working on something very important for themselves. And it's actually giving, even though I feel people heal on the other side, it's giving them a rich, full experience of truly understanding themselves. Wouldn't you also agree, though, that sometimes the connection isn't with the other side, but it's with the living, that we can't connect to them because of the physical world?
Well, I'll explain that. What do you mean?
Well, I mean that, you know, we worry about paying our bills. We worry about our housing situation. We worry about relationships, that we can't calm ourselves enough to put ourselves in a meditative state. Our loved ones are there communicating with us, but we're blocked.
Oh, yes, absolutely. When you said it that way, now I understood it. Yes,
yeah.
Of course. That's a big part of why people cannot contact their spirit guides even, because they put their own blocks up. And
exactly.
I think that I tell people this, some people say to me, Bobby, I don't even know how to meditate. I said, I don't care if you give me 5 minutes before you go to sleep, you're laying down, you're tired. If you close your eyes, just picture all the light coming in, all the colors of the rainbow. Just quiet your mind. Start with 5 minutes. When you get addicted to that feeling of just being and knowing, then you will want to do this more. And the more you raise your vibration, your body will automatically want to go back to that meditative state. And once you quiet your mind, you can hear the whispers in the wind, and that'll be your guides, your loved ones, and anything. And it will clear the blockages as well.
Now, I know you also believe, and maybe you could explain this a little bit, on how to utilize a spirit guide to help teach you to be more meditative.
Yes, I do believe that. It's all in the communication that you have with them. And again, I reiterate this. You go back to the 5 minutes that you could do every day.
Right.
That would grow into 45 minutes or an hour. You can actually ask them to either, like when, I'll give you a for instance. When I go into a bookstore or when I'm on the computer, whatever it may be, I will talk to my guides and say, what's going to help me get to the next level? Let the book pop out to me. Give me the name of it. Let somebody walk up to me and start talking about the next book that they're reading. So there's all different ways that they can communicate with you in order to help you to get to the people you want to speak to and the, you know, the tools that you need to get to that next level.
Perfect. That's great advice. Let's take our next caller. We have Jason giving us a call right now on mediums and messages. We're listening to Jason join us on the program. Good evening, Jason. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. And yourself?
We're doing great. Thank you for joining us. My name is Angelina, and our guest medium is Bobby Allison. Do you have a question for Bobby, or would you like a connection?
If it's possible, I'd like a connection.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again? You want a connection, Jason?
Yes, if it's possible.
Sure. Let me just tune into your energy. I'm sorry, we're just having a little bit of audio problems tonight, so I'm not hearing everything that's coming through, but... Let me just start, see if I can tune into your energy there. I do see a father figure for you, so it's father or grandfather, comes from your father's side of the family. I do see another G or a J, like George or John as well. They show me twins, so it's either two of the same name. They also show me a service worker, like fireman, like cop, like delivery. That's past. Do you understand that? And I also feel diabetes or something that ran through the blood.
Not as I recollect.
Think of your dad's side of the family. Dad's dad is crossed?
Yes, dad's crossed.
Okay. It's connected to the grandfather. It's going higher. They show me above your father, which would be your grandfather. There is a G or J that connected. It's either him, who he's calling out to, or who he's bringing through. So does he have a brother with the same initial as yours? Or is your grandfather, your father, the same initial as yours, the G or the J?
Yeah, it's the same. They have my grandfather and my father have the same name.
Okay, wonderful. So they're talking about the twin names. So he's acknowledging your father and he's acknowledging yourself, but he's also acknowledging the diabetes or something that ran through the system, like a blood disorder, leukemia, diabetes, AIDS, hepatitis. Do you understand that? He could be bringing as old. They just showed me something really quick. They showed me that somebody is there, stands behind your grandfather, and is somebody coming through that's taking responsibility for their own crossing. And he more connects to either to you or to somebody directly connected to you, either like a brother, a cousin, or one of your best friends. And there's a Stephen, a Scott, a Stuart, or a Stephanie connected as well that connects to the person. His breath was taken away. Do you understand this?
Really? Okay.
Who is that to you? Who is the Stephen, the Scott, the Stephanie, or the Stewart?
Oh, none of those names.
Who is that connected to the one that he took his own life or is taking responsibility for his own passing?
It could have been a friend of mine that passed away in a car accident.
What did he take responsibility for? Was he speeding? Was he drinking and driving? Was he on drugs?
I believe he was kind of doing something reckless in a way.
Yes, he was. He's taking responsibility. He keeps showing me the head area and the breath being cut off near the throat. And he keeps making me feel like you have to pass the message. He's very adamant. Pass the message that he is okay. You're going to be the messenger for his family. He's adamant. Right. He's almost like screaming at me. He's crying. And he says, please tell them I'm okay. You need to tell them. Who is Peter or
that was
Patty?
I'm sorry, say that again? No, that's actually the first caller that you had. That was the mother. That was the mother of the kid that you're describing right now.
Oh, so you were friends with Terry?
Yes, I'm friends with Terry.
Oh, my goodness. Weird that you got through.
At first, you mentioned something about a young kid passing, too.
Yes.
I was listening.
Okay, so that's what's probably causing the audio problems. He's very strong.
And that's not the first time that he came through to me to relay the message to his mother.
Because you can validate it easier than she can, so that's why he came through. But he's very adamant. He's holding me strong to him. First I saw the grandfather, now I'm seeing him, and I'm not going anywhere. He's totally wants to tell her to pay attention to the cardinal and the blue jay. He's got two birds that he's sending. He's not the bird. He sends it. He loves her so much.
Yes, I know. I understand
that. He loves her so much. Please tell her. And I know she's probably listening. Please tell her he tried to come through, but he was so strong that he kind of blew out the audio, and we're still having problems with it. So maybe when he steps back, we won't be having this problem. But please tell his mother, if she's not listening, he loves her so much, and he talks about somebody getting the tattoo for him.
Okay. I think his brother actually got a tattoo of a memorial, I think, or his name or something.
Right. There's also an R that connects there as well.
Okay.
Please, please be the messenger. And he says to you, thank you so much. He's like, you don't even know. He's so excited that he got through, but he had to be so strong. And I guess he tried to come through with the mother, but we were having so many problems. Sometimes they can do that, the spirits. But I just want to say to you, thank you for passing the message.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
All right, Jason, thank you for calling Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. My name is Angelina Diana. I'm hosting the Forever Family Foundation's program that they have every third week of the month, where we highlight one of our wonderful mediums. And this month's medium is Bobby Allison. You've been listening so far to messages, and we've been answering your questions. I want to encourage people, if they're holding online right now and listening, that they consider asking a question before we connect to spirit, so that we can broaden the discussion and get a sense or an idea about what you're thinking about and what you need to know as someone who has lost a loved one on the other side. So, Bobby, how often have you found that a spirit does play with electronic things or mess with equipment? Have you experienced that before in your work?
Yes, I do, especially when spirits are very strong and they want to get their messages across, you know, quickly or intently. They blow out anything, lights, computers, they can turn things on and off. And I find with the phone, it's such a problem sometimes that, you know, the phone's going in and out, you get these loud sounds, and it just happens, especially with my readings. And I do a lot of readings on the phone. So sometimes it's very difficult, and I have to keep apologizing, and like I'm doing now, it just happens. You have the same experience, right?
I've had that happen before to me. I've had light switches and energy, but sometimes I've noticed that my energy can do that too.
Of course.
So it depends on the situation. So it shows us that we're all energy, right? And we have the ability to be energy. And I think just because we are professional mediums, it doesn't mean that it can't happen to somebody who's a griever, right?
Absolutely. And sometimes when people have so much energy that's built up from a situation, either being excited or not excited, and you feel like you need to release something, sometimes those types of people can, you know, blow pictures off the wall and things off shelves. So it's kinetic energy. So that can happen in any situation, not just when you're channeling spirit.
And so how does someone decipher? Would they be that really, to capsulize what you just said, they would have to, if they had an extraneous experience like a light switch go or a phone kind of go in and out, they would first have to take a moment and say, wait a minute, could that be me? Am I having nervous energy right now? Am I making it happen? And if the answer is no, then you have a pretty good idea that it's from spirit. And then the next question to ask is, who would be doing that connected to me? Did I ask for some incredible message, or is there something about today that connects this experience to my loved one on the other side? So it's really asking the questions and really taking an inventory of yourself to figure out where you're at, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I think that's really an interesting way to look at it. But I think what we've discovered through this reading or through this experience is that, if I am hearing you correctly, it's not you don't have to be a medium to feel, hear, see, sense, smell, taste things from the other side.
No, you do not.
So we are all connected.
We are all energy. We are all connected. But like you talked about before, Angelina, with the blockages, people block themselves.
Right.
Sometimes we sabotage ourselves in this life, and sometimes we block ourselves. So we think that sometimes we can't be the one that could actually tap into the powers that be, and we certainly can. Just think about years ago, before there was speech and before there was language.
Right.
People used mental telepathy to just knowing what was next to do and just knowing what was next to, you know, on the agenda of the day, just looking at each other. So when speech is developed, I think what happened is the third eye kind of closed. That muscle wasn't used. But in some of us, it still remains open through meditation or through what we came here to experience. So there's lots of different reasons why the blockages would be there. But everybody can certainly connect to something because we are all energy. And we are spiritual beings having a physical experience, not physical people searching for spirituality. We just have to awaken our souls.
Right. I think another thing to think about, too, is when a professional medium works, we have a vested interest in communicating with the loved ones on the other side, but we don't have the emotion attached to it. You know, so when somebody's grieving, right, Bobby, it's almost like a mask or a cloud. It's difficult to separate that physical loss and say, okay, now I'm going to be a personal spirit communicator on my own and personally connect to my loved one. That's a difficult transition to make.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, what I tell people is that when you're in that process, the grieving process, you have to go through it completely. Some people stop it and they just put it down deep inside because they got to be strong for this one or they got to be strong for that one.
Right.
But they must go through that process and release it, because once you bury that inside, it's very hard to dig up and to release the blockage.
Right, exactly.
So you allow that to happen, and then they will find, if they go through that process step by step, they will find just how easy it is to connect to their spirit guides and to their loved ones.
Yeah. I think, too, though, I think the veil of grief sometimes in someone's life has to almost be more present so that they work that out, or they feel the experience and get it out of their system, almost like cleansing themselves. Not that you could ever get rid of grief or heal from it, but I think the balance of that from a griever's standpoint, it's still a difficult journey.
Yes, I do believe when you lose a loved one and you're grieving and you hold on to that, I do believe that you can turn the negative to a positive. And sometimes that happens right in my very office or on the phone, because they just need to hear that one message.
Right.
Just validate that one thing that they did with each other. And it just changes people's lives. And that's why I do this work, is to change people's lives. It's not to say, here's the lottery numbers and, you know, this one met here and you're meeting that one there. This is to change people, to heal them, to say, you know what? Love never dies. It expands. It goes on. And,
and
that connection is the love.
It does. I think it's a hard thing for me to grapple, at least from my viewpoint, that you can heal anyone through this work. Maybe you could explain that, because for me as a practitioner, I find that the grieving process is a separate process from mediumship. So you have someone who's grieving. I believe grief stays with you forever, but you just balance it through the years. And I feel if I took on the responsibility of trying to heal them, which I don't think in my humble opinion, that mediumship can't heal you. All it can do is show you where they are, give them evidence and proof that they're okay. And when that particular person is ready to become a personal spirit communicator, not a medium, but a personal spirit communicator, when they're ready to do that, then they can walk that line of, okay, today, I feel I'm grieving. I have to honor that, get that out of my system. But the next day, I feel a little stronger. So let me work on my communication with that. I think for me personally, to say that you can – I mean, I know you're not saying this exactly, but you just struck something in me that
– No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, to have a client come in and go, you're healed from mediumship, is impossible. I think it's two different processes. And
right.
I think for anybody who seeks a medium and they recognize that and they understand that their physiological body needs to unfortunately walk the shoes of grief. But if you connect to your own spiritual self, like we were talking in the beginning, like you so beautifully said about connecting to spirit guides and learning to take time, even if it's 5 minutes to meditate, those beautiful words that you've given as advice, if you take that time, it isn't that grief goes away, and I know you agree with this, Bobby. It's almost like you turn the corner of just understanding your own transition of becoming a personal spirit communicator, that you'll have your moments with them, and the peace to know that when you take time to visit them, so to speak, when you try to communicate with them, that they're okay and they're watching over you. But they've got their own journey on the other side that they've made, and they have work that they have to do, as we discussed during the show. And that I think, too, even with the grieving process, while they can't heal you, they can show their support that they understand you're going through it, right?
Well, with that said, and of course, that's we each have our own opinions on that.
Right,
but the
exactly.
only one that could really determine the fact if the medium actually healed that person is the person that gives you that validation. I don't sit here and say, I'm a psychic medium and I'm going to heal you today. It's
right.
the people that come to me and say, thank you so much. You've changed my life. You've healed me. I've gone to psychologists for 13 years, 10 years, and I've never had this experience like this, and you've helped to heal me. But you know what I say? I didn't heal you. You healed you because you listened, because you opened up, and because you listened to the tools that I gave you, and you used what I said. And you use what your loved one has said, and you've gotten yourself to a place.
Yeah, that's the key, too, is that you as a medium, you're connecting to your loved one, and they also give you, I feel, at least for me, I should speak from my viewpoint, I feel like when spirit communicates, I'm actually like a microphone to them. So if the person walks away feeling enlightened from the session and it helps them on their path towards healing from grief, although I'm still getting stuck on that word because I don't think you ever heal from grief. You just become enlightened and lighter from knowing that your loved one's okay. I really feel the other side, as I know you feel this way too, is responsible for that. They're amazing. I know I get these feelings of things I say through their loved ones that I would never say in everyday life. I'm really not that smart. I'm not that wise because I really feel the other side knows their loved one better than I could.
Yeah, well, I think that the whole grief thing, I think that, well, your opinion is that you don't ever hear from it. My opinion is that if you become more enlightened and you realize that the physical is gone and the spiritual is still, your spiritual self and the spiritual body still lives on, you can come to an understanding
yes.
and that you'll know that there is comfort and peace and love. So in
Absolutely.
A sense, that is healing the grief because you don't want to hold on to the grief because it doesn't serve you
no,
purpose
it doesn't.
When you think about it in that text.
It doesn't. But even after 9 years of my mother being on the other side, there are moments that I grieve for her. There are moments so it isn't healed. It's still there. It just gets you manage it better through the years. Never goes away. It gets
right,
lighter.
But you have to. But what I was saying before is you have to get rid of the negative and just celebrate the positive.
That's a great
tool. And you always
tool.
Have to get back to that celebration of who they were and their journey while they were here. So
Absolutely.
Focusing on the sadness is really what I try to turn around. But that's in the spiritual counseling part
right.
of what I do because I do so many different things as yourself. So, but you know what? That's what makes the world go round. We're all different and we all
Absolutely.
Have different things that we do and we have a different opinion, you know?
Oh, I agree. And I think that's what makes mediumship so interesting. I always think of it as a mosaic because not one person could ever represent or capture the beauty and the lightness and the transition of what the other side represents. So I feel that each medium that is naturally drawn to this work and does it evidentially to help people represents only a small portion of the information that the other side could give us because, as we know, when we communicate, it isn't direct communication. It's symbolic. Exactly. It's energetic. So the fact that your experience and my experience might sound different, I feel that these are both messages from the other side that they're trying to teach us. And the beautiful thing about the Forever Family Foundation is that they bring mediums together to actually discover this or talk. I want, hopefully we can talk more about this as certified mediums, because I think it brings to light just how fast and beautiful and communicative the other side is. Because every medium, because we're still in physical bodies, experience the other side in a different way. But we represent it, I think, very beautifully, in that the other side is just so vast and beautiful. You would need more than one medium to try to take a piece of that mosaic and put it down to get the step back and get the whole picture of what the other side is like. That's kind of
I believe that. And that's the beauty of it. I believe that there's such an array of different thoughts and thought processes and, you know, different ways. And, you know, we learn as mediums, we and spiritual advisors, we learn every day. There's, you know, things I learn in readings every day. And I say, you know what? Thank you. I appreciate you sending me that person, because now I can learn and I could use that tool. I never thought of it in that way before. Right. So there's always surprises around the corner.
Exactly. That's what's so beautiful about this work. We don't always know it all. And we always get to learn more. It's very true. I think we have time to take one more caller. We have to probably try to make this a 2.5 minute call. So we'll try to hopefully garner spirit in a short period of time. Let's speak to Susie, who I believe is still on line 4, I believe. I don't know if she's still there. I'm looking at what the producer is telling me now. Why don't we do producer's choice? Go ahead and bring someone through. We'll let the producer be a physical medium and bring a physical person living through the line. Hello, who am I speaking with? Who is this?
Hello, this is Susie.
Hi, Susie. How are you? We have just a few minutes for Bobby. From Bobby, do you want a connection or do you have a question?
I would really love a connection, please.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
Hi, Bobby. I'm good. How are you?
I'm having a hard time hearing again. Spirit is really messing with us tonight. Susie, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Okay, good. So I'm just going to tune into your energy really quickly and see what type of information that comes through and that I can give you. I feel like there's some, I'm not sure if this is for you or if it was for the next caller, but I'm going to say it anyway. I feel like there's somebody that drowns. I feel like either you know somebody that you're connected to that had a drowning, or somebody, it's not congestive heart failure, because sometimes I get it like that where the lungs filled up with fluid. So I feel like there's actually somebody on the other side that is trying to get a message through to their family. They tell me the name John or Joe or George, a lot of J's tonight. John, Joan, George, and I feel like you're the messenger for this person. I feel like it was a younger boy or maybe teenager.
Do you understand this caller?
You know, I really don't.
Well, can I don't mean to steal readings, but I think you're reading me, Bobby.
Say that again?
I think you're reading me. I had a drowning in my family, and there's a J connection.
Okay, so then I'm sorry, Susie.
I think we're going to have to let Susie go. Oh, my God, because we're out of time.
No.
But, I mean, I feel terrible, but unfortunately we are out of time.
Angelina, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I didn't.
No,
I just,
it's okay.
Very
what are you saying? What are you saying? Sorry, I'm getting a connection, but I feel bad because we had a listener on there. We can talk off air at some point, because unfortunately we're out of time. But I do want to take this opportunity in the short time we have left to thank you, Bobby. When we get a chance to work together, it's always informative. It's wonderful. I think you're a fabulous medium, and I love your thoughts and how you work as a medium. And I really appreciate you taking the time to gift us with your time and use your ability to connect to the other side. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. I feel the same about you. Have a great evening.
It.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much. And I want to remind everyone that your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Have a good night, everyone.